Hello, my name is Fletch Matlack. I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day. The fact that I'm a pastor should indicate that I'm passionate about the church. We, as the church, are the recipients of the glories of the gospel. Though our sins have offended God, Christ has reconciled us to him, and we, the condemned, are redeemed. We, the broken, are healed. We were those living in darkness that can now bask in heaven's light. And all this because we, the church, are united to Christ and inseparable from him. The New Testament gives us wonderful images to illustrate the astounding union with Christ that we share in. The church is the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, the living temple of God, and so on. And more than anything, each one of these images is helping us to understand how essential, intimate, and holy is our union with Christ. The church's union with Christ is so fundamental, so absolutely essential, that when Christ prayed for every future person who would believe in him, he prayed strongly that we would understand this glorious union. Listen to this from John 17. I ask for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be perfectly one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become one even as we are one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you love me. Now this prayer should fill our hearts with rejoicing. God the Father looks at us, sinners, now forgiven and redeemed, and he loves us with as much love as he loves his Son, Jesus. God loves us like this because we are united to Christ. We bear his image. God does not see all of our filth and our failures. He sees his Son, righteous, holy, beloved. And because of the great love with which he loves us, nothing in all creation can separate us from that love. What glory, the union of Christ and his church. How we should treasure such a truth. But notice from Jesus' prayer that this union isn't just pie-in-the-sky theology. It looks like something on earth. It's practical and present. Our union with Christ will inevitably overflow in two directions. First, there will be a powerful union within the church, the local church. I know that churches don't always look like this because they're filled with sinners. But our King and our Savior prayed and continues to pray that we would be as united to one another as he is united to the Father. That's incredibly powerful unity. For us, that means we love each other despite our faults and offenses. It means that we bear one another's burdens. We serve one another. We encourage and lovingly correct one another. We recognize that the blood that binds us to one another is far stronger than anything running through our veins. So I ask, are you a committed member of a church? Or do you treat church like an optional part of life, something on the side, something you engage with when it's convenient? If by faith you have been united to Christ, it's pure folly to then separate yourself from the union of believers in a local church, the union Christ prayed for right before he went to the cross. The second direction our union with Christ is meant to flow in is that the world would know that Jesus is the Son of God. But remember how this works. Again, Jesus said that they may become perfectly one so that the world may know that you sent me. In other words, we need each other in the context of local churches if this world is going to be evangelized. The church is Christ's method of reaching every tribe, tongue, and nation. Conversely, the world will not know the joy and the grace of the kingdom of God if we in the church are unable to love one another. So I leave you with these thoughts. If you feel disconnected from Christ, one of the things you can do is find ways to love and serve the local church. If you want to reach people for Christ, show people the unity that exists in the church by you yourself loving the church. Again, the church is not perfect, but neither are you. If the Father chooses to look at you and see the image of his Son, perhaps you can look at the person next to you in the pew and see the image of Jesus Christ. My name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day.